our pre-race press conferences. This young lady, you probably heard her voice when she played the character of Dolores, Disney's Academy Award-winning film, Encanto. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Elissa? Adassa, did I say that right?
Very well.
Please welcome Adassa, who she's going to be singing our national anthem today, and she's from Miami, lives in Nashville now, and is back today. So tell us how excited you are about being here. Have you ever followed any NASCAR events before, or just and tell us about the experience so far.
Oh, this has been really something. I think, especially my sister, she's a very big NASCAR fan, so I'm learning. I'm still getting around to it, but I do have my favorite numbers. And Pitbull, which is one of the artists that I've worked with before, he has also a driver, Mr. 99, and Daniel Suarez. So to me, as a Latina, to see another Latino out there thriving is a great experience. And to be here today and share in the national anthem and be with the fans, which are absolutely intense. I love it. I love the energy going on here.
So do you know Daniel? Have you talked to him
since you've been here today? I have not. I just missed him by like a little bit. In the last press round that we had, but I have heard from him, and you know, Trackhouse is coming out real strong. But I have heard a lot of great things, so I'm rooting. Like I said, I got my numbers.
I love it. How often do you get back to Miami after you've been in Nashville? How often do you get back?
Yes. So to Miami, to Florida, I was at the Daytona International Speedway just a couple of months ago. So I try to come here at least every 3 months, especially for the beaches. And I have to go to Disney. And that's just a thing because my husband and I have 7 kids. So we got to do that every year. I torture him. That's like my yearly torture. I'm allowed.
I love it. Have you sung the national anthem at other sporting events before? Or?
Actually, NASCAR, and I've had the pleasure of doing it also in basketball games. So it's very
it's something
nice.
You pretty much enjoy. That
I do.
Like.
I mean, you get to show your patriotism and be able to sing a song that is part of all of us. You know, being
right.
In the United States and born here in the United States, it really rings true, and you get to have a little bit of that pride that you have for the United States when you sing an anthem with history and then everybody knows the song. So, I mean, it's not just everybody loves, we don't talk about Bruno, but I mean, national anthem trumps it all.
Absolutely. Let's open up for questions. Scott, you go first.
Ma'am, right, it's a nice pleasure to meet you. I've always viewed Miami as like the East Coast version of L.A. So when you look at the national anthem, and I know there's different renditions of it, do you ever think about it ahead of time about what you're going to say, the energy level that you bring to it? Because let's face it, you're on a big stage, and Miami does bring out the stars, and now you're obviously front and center at this playoff race.
I think I like to keep to the original feeling of it, and then I add a little bit, but not too much, so you can all feel that beauty of what we're trying to say and not just the styling of it, but really be able to feel the pride in the song and in the lyrics itself. So when you say, and the rockets, red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof, you know, through the night that our star, that is where the lyrics ring true. And then to me, I like to keep the energy floating from solemn to exciting and really ring it out. But adding my own Latino flavor to it. Yes.
Well, being in Miami, I know there has to be an extra special feeling in this area, let alone with a race at Homestead Miami. This place is just unbelievable and magical with the type of intimacy of 50,000 plus in this place.
I know, just really intimate. I mean, that's what you want at a party, right? Just you and 50,000 of your fans and friends. I really love Homestead because my grandmother actually lived here in Homestead. And so I spent time here in Homestead. And we lived close by with her for a little bit. And so to be able to be here as a Latina and an American and share that love of my culture as well as the love of the place that I was born in, it's exciting. It has energy, all of it. I absolutely love it. Thank you for the question.
And one last thing I want to ask, okay, this is a very busy weekend in Southern Florida. Got the Panthers, the Heat going on, the Dolphins, and now obviously you have the race. I mean, how much more electric can it be in a town where there's so many places to go over the weekend?
And let's not, I mean, we got to add in, the weather's perfect.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
I mean, let's go. I mean, it's just, I think it makes for a wonderful weekend in the South, you know, I think it's wonderful what's happening in Florida right now. And the fact that we have so many fans coming out to so many opportunities where 2 years ago that wasn't as possible. Now we finally can get out and be able to scream and chant and shout together and do that like we used to. I think it's a thing to be celebrated.
Any more questions? Back here in the back?
Yes.
John?
John Newby, Heavy.com.
Hi, John.
I was curious, how much practice does it take to get in time with, you know, the flyover that you'll have to see?
Well, we kind of figured it out on timing before now when we were practicing. Because of the fact that I'm doing it a cappella, I'm not using a track, it mainly goes off of feeling. But we got it down to where everything can be calculated. But the geniuses that are going to give the cue for the pyros going on, those are the real magicians there. So we practiced it, and I hope that it comes out as wonderful as we did in practice. Obviously, we didn't have a run-through with the pyros, but, you know, we just did this with the hands. But
perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any more questions? So, Dessa, I'm pretty sure I know who you're going to be pulling for today, right? The 99?
Yes. Right. I am pulling for 99, but then again, Kyle Busch, 223 national wins. You know, two-time
impressive.
Champ.
You know your history. You know your stats.
I have to now. Like, I'm getting my feet wet, but I have to. So.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate you being here today. We all look forward to your rendition of the national anthem, and just enjoy your day today. Thank you for being
a supporter
of our sport.
Thank you all. Thank you for your time. Thank you.